This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Greeks are holding a general election this weekend that could change the world. A leftist party is leading the polls, and its leaders are promising to roll back public spending cuts and could renegotiate Europe's $280 billion bailout for Greece that could have major repercussions on the European and the global economy. From Athens, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Καλημέρα από το ΣΥΡΙΖΑ, να σας δώσω, ευχαριστώ.
Campaign volunteers hand out leaflets on the street. This is a very low-key election when you consider what might happen if the far-left Syriza party wins power.
If they will win, we will just be bankrupt in a month, maybe 2 months. I have totally no doubt about it.
But he would say that. Adonis Georgiadis is a conservative former minister from the outgoing government. He warns that Syriza's pledge to unpick Greece's bailout will lead to default and expulsion from the eurozone.
Unfortunately, it's a big possibility.
At Campaign HQ, Syriza's chief economist, Yanis Milios, says austerity and crippling loan repayments are already destroying Greece.
We have an unemployment rate above 60% among young Greeks, so we must have a change.
And he shrugs off reports that the Germans would rather see Greece default and leave the euro than renegotiate the bailout deal.
This is not correct, and they know it very well.
They're bluffing.
But former minister Georgiadis says Syriza's making a dangerous mistake.
The Germans are not bluffing.
They're not?
Oh, gosh, no, totally not. The Germans, they never bluff.
Αν χρωστάς 320 δισεκατομμύρια ευρώ, εσύ έχεις δύναμη πάνω.
On the hustings, Syriza candidate and economist Yanis Varoufakis. He argues that Germany must respect the democratic will of the Greek people. If Greece is forced out of the eurozone, he says, the currency union will fragment and collapse.
When one-third of the world economy, that's Europe, implodes in this way as a result of the fragmentation of the eurozone, we're going to be facing a postmodern 1930s.
A euro collapse, let alone a 1930s depression, still seems remote. But fallout from this election in a small corner of Europe is one more risk for the world to worry about. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.